I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with the Derek Trucks Band, opening for McCoy Tyner and special guest Joe Lovano on Jazz Set. Late in 2006, young guitarist Derek Trucks went into a studio with piano master McCoy Tyner to record a track for a CD, and the selection they chose, coincidentally, is my choice to open my new album, Red Earth. It's a great song. That's why everybody's doing it. So to open our jazz set with headliner McCoy Tyner, here's the Derek Trucks Band playing Afro Blue. Thank you. Afro Blue by Mongo Santa Maria. Guitarist Derek Trucks was on PBS recently in Eric Clapton's Crossroads guitar special. Derek's the one with the long blonde ponytail. He's not even 30 yet and already on the Rolling Stone list of all-time great guitar players. Congratulations, Derek. The Derek Trucks Band has Kofi Burbridge on flute and organ, Todd Smalley bass, and Yanrico Scott drums on jazz set. The McCoy Tyner CD, with a track featuring Derek Trucks, comes out in 2008, so keep your eyes and ears open for it. Now, from Yoshi's Jazz Club in Oakland, California, here's an all-star band that's been playing two sets a night every night since Christmas. And tomorrow is New Year's Eve 2006. In other words, Things are building. Sales and reviews are great. The band is working hard, and everybody's having a ball. McCoy Tyner, Christian McBride on bass, special guest Joe Lovano on tenor, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums.
Thank you.
What a smoking quartet. Jeff Tain Watts, drums. Christian McBride, my favorite bass player. Joe Lovano, sax. And McCoy Tyner. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Pianist McCoy Tyner came to prominence a long time ago in the John Coltrane Quartet between 1960 and 1965. And he just played Impressions by John Coltrane at Yoshi's Jazz Club in Oakland, right here on Jazz Set. There's another Coltrane song from this all-star group at jazzset.npr.org. Check it out, folks. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.